No. This is my first one.
These are the first ones.
This is my third.
This is my first one.
Out at Shoemaker Beach, groups of kids grades K through 3rd were out investigating crabs, starfish, and even eels.
What did you just find, Anna? An eel? Oh my goodness!
What are they looking for down here?
They're just exploring and seeing all the different beach life. These are some of our 5th graders that are helping out with the younger kids. And then the high school students come down to share their knowledge.
Cindy Waddington with Evergreen Elementary was out with the kids for Sea Day.
Yeah, look at all these starfish.
Look at this green one.
Look at this baby one.
It's one on a stick.
Oh my gosh, what is
kids that? Participated in crafts and were working on a book to remember this year's Sea Day.
Can you do lobster?
Can I? I
want to
do
Okay, Ryan, I want you to help first and before you start.
That's
your own
teacher
project.
Vicki Bunis. She helped the kids work on glitter-covered fish to put in the book.
Every student that visits that table will make a fish that they can. We will later sort and describe based on its attributes and make a giant book for the library, the school library.
Teachers, volunteers, and high school marine students were also out showing the kids different aspects of sea life. Along with sea life, kids were also informed about the forest that surrounds us. Matt Durfee with the Forest Service and Smokey the Bear came out with a fire truck for their 2nd year helping out.
So far it's been a pretty good day. The kids get to talk to Smokey and play with a lot of the equipment on the truck, so it's been fun for us.
Durfee says being involved in Sea Day is a good way to give the kids a first-hand view of what kind of equipment the fire crew uses, as well as important information about fire safety.
Passing along of fire prevention for us, so prevention message of Smokey, not to play with matches and how to put campfires out, and then it's really more of a hands-on for them with the gear that we have in the truck.
Virginia Oliver held a traditional storytelling session by the fire, where kids listened as well as participated
so
in stories.
About the story they wanted to hear? What story haven't you heard in a long time?
After crafts, storytelling, and beach play, the kids took a snack break before heading over to Rainbow Falls.
I found a sea urchin.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
What'd you find?
Seashells and hermit crabs and
sea urchins.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get clams.
Yeah, clams.
For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duren.